请翻开圣经阿摩斯书。
Let's turn to the book of Amos.
中文的圣经1074页。1074页，阿摩斯书第二章。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 2.
第二章11节。
Chapter 2 verse 11.
阿摩斯书第二章十一节。
Amos chapter 2 verse 11。
我从你们中间呢、兴起先知啊，从你们子弟中兴起先知，又从你们少年人中啊兴起拿细尔人。以色列人啊，不是这样吗？这是主说的。12节。
12。
那你们却给拿细尔人酒喝，嘱咐先知说不要说预言。那这里神。从少年特别提到说，从少年人中兴起拿细尔人。
Here the Lord says that some of your young men as Nazarites is raised up.
那当时神兴起这些人呢？先知啊，拿细尔人，目的就是要复兴他们的信仰。
So when the Lord raised up the prophets and the Nazarites is to restore their faith.
那但是我们就是看第一章哈。
If we look at chapter 1,
第一章的话，各国啦，各国都是三番四次的犯罪得罪神。
There were a few nations that three to four times they have sinned against God.
连以色列人也是一样，三番四次的犯罪得罪神。
And similarly, the Israelites also three to four times they have sinned against God.
因此，在那一种信仰很堕落的环境之下，那神要兴起先知，兴起拿细尔人来复兴信仰。
So in such time of corruption, so the Lord wants to raise up the prophets and Nazarites to restore their faith.
但是这些百姓啊，他们不能够领会神的心意。
But the people of God cannot understand the mind and the meaning of God.
因此，他们所作所为是跟神的心意啊互相违背、相反的方向。
So whatever they do is against the direction of the Lord.
所以他们告诉先知说不用说预言呐。
They even told the prophets not to prophesy.
不用那么辛苦啊，大家好过日子啊。
Just live their life in a relaxed way.
反正你讲的很妙，人家听啊。
Because nobody will listen to you.
那神兴起拿细尔人啊，就有人说啊。哎呀，不用那么认真嘛，喝一点酒了，无所谓了。
So when the Nazarites were raised up, they gave the wine to the Nazarites to drink.
这个没有什么大事。
It seems that it's nothing.
所以大家对神的心意啊，好像是不放在心上。
So people disregard the way of God.
那么看圣经特别记载说。从少年人当中兴起拿细尔人。
And here it records that the young men were raised up as Nazarites.
这个拿细尔人呢，是一个很特别的身份。
And the Nazarites has a very special status.
因为一般的人啊，一般的人啊，不能够进去圣殿里头服侍神的。
And because the common people cannot go to the temple to serve the Lord.
所以他们没有这种服侍神当立位人祭司的这种体验。
So they do not have the experience as a servant to serve the Lord in the temple.
因为他们在一辈子当中也不可能成为祭司，成为立位人啊。
Because they can never become the priests or the Levites.
因此就没有机会哈，成为祭司来服侍神。
So they cannot become a priest to serve the Lord.
就不能够体会那种服侍神的喜乐。
Then they cannot experience the joy of serving the Lord.
还是他们在服事当中会碰到什么困难
？Or when they encounter some difficulties when serving？
所以神就兴起一些拿细尔人就是说你们虽然不是立位人，不是祭司，但是呢，可以透过每一种管道只要你们说你要成为拿细尔人，你就自己来洁净自己做一些动作，也可以来体验体会神这种服侍神的滋味。
So the Lord allows them to have to use another channel to become a Nazarite, but they have to first cleanse themselves and become a Nazarite.
好像今天不一定每个人要当传道啊。
For example, today not everyone will become a preacher.
当然很多人就不能够体会当传道是怎么一回事。
So many people cannot experience what they encounter.
但是一个体验啊，一个体验，就用怎么祷告啦，怎么读圣经啊。
But we can still experience how to pray and read the Bible.
所以青年的神训班就是培养他们啊，让他们体验啊，禁食祷告一个小时是什么滋味啊。
And so when they attend the theological course, they can also experience the how to pray and fast and pray for 1 hour.
这虽然不是圣职人员，但是也可以体会圣职人员的精神，体会圣职人员的平常的灵修的工作。
So even though you may not become a full-time minister, you can still experience what they the work that they do daily.
所以神也是很公平的。
So God is very fair.
啊，其实也是。给了很多的机会给大家。
And God does give us a lot of chances of opportunities.
我们请看民数记第六章。
Let's turn to the Numbers.
民数记第六章的第一节。
Numbers chapter 6 verse 1.
民数记六章第一节。
Chapter 6 of Numbers verse 1.
啊，神对摩西说啊，你晓谕以色列人说啊，无论男女许多特别的愿，就是拿西尔人的愿。要离俗啊，归神。第三节
，verse three，
那他就要远离清酒、浓酒，也不可喝啊。什么清酒、浓酒做的错啊，做的醋也不可喝，什么葡萄汁也不可喝，新鲜的葡萄酒和葡萄干。第四节
，verse four，
那在一切离俗的日子，凡葡萄树上结的啊，刺核到皮所做的物啊，都不可喝。不可吃。第五节
，verse five，
那在他一切许愿离俗的日子，不可用剃头刀剃头，要由发角长的，他要圣洁，直到离俗归神的日子满了。第六节
，six，
那在他离俗归主的一切日子呢，不可挨近死尸。第七节
，seven，
那他的父母或是弟兄姐妹死了的时候。也不会因他们使自己不洁净，因为那离俗归神的凭据是在他头上。第八节
，verse eight，
在他一切离俗的日子是归主为圣的啊。那这段里头，我们看到很多的离俗归神，离开世俗归神。
In this passage, we can see a lot of description about separation and that they have to be with God.
那当然，英文啊是分开啊，这离俗就是分开、分别为圣的意思。
So separation here means separate themselves from the world and be holy to God.
啊，但是这个中文啊说离俗啊也是很有味道的，很有特别意思的。
And the Chinese translation is very interesting.
啊，所谓的俗啊，就是平凡人、普通人，你我都是普通人。
So, The car, it means leaving the carnal world.
我们不是超人啊，人呢有七情六欲。
So we as humans, we have a lot of desires.
啊，这是很正常的，这个普通人呢。
This is very common to human beings.
啊，所以假如是有人呢、啊，有人哈、啊，他们所谈的这个交谈内容啊，只是一直谈钱，哇，什么投资股票赚钱啊，一直钱那些谈钱的问题。
So people like to get together and talk about money.
啊，这样子啊，大家会说这个人呢、啊、很庸俗。
So sometimes we'll call these people very worldly.
Normal. Ordinary.
Ordinary.
啊，我们假如只谈这个柴油米醋酱啊，也不是什么错啦。
And if we only talk about our daily living, the daily needs, it's nothing wrong.
啊，但是这个很平常。
This is very common.
啊，这是一般的价值观呐。
And this is the normal, common concept.
说所谓的离俗啊，就离开这个很粗俗哈、啊、很平庸的人生观、价值观。
So to separate from, the world means to separate ourselves from this normal concept of the world.
那进入有目标、有理想哈、啊、有更高超看法、有更高超理念哈、啊、人生观、价值观的这一种。人生观
and then to enter into the concept and value of a higher status, a higher mindset.
所以离俗归神的意思就是说离开普通的人群啊，然后站在神的这一边。
And to be separated also means to leave this world and to stand with God.
好，请看出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记32章。
Exodus 32.
出埃及记三十二章的二十五节。
32:25。25。
那摩西看见百姓放肆啊，亚伦纵容他们，使他们在仇敌中间啊被讥刺、被讥笑。26节，就站在营的门中说啊，凡属神的都要到我这里来。于是利未的子孙呢、啊，都到他那里聚集。27节，他就对他们说：“主以色列的神这样说啊，你们个人要把刀啊挎在腰间，在营中往来，从这门到那门，个人杀他的弟兄，并同伴，并邻舍。”28节，利未的子孙照摩西的话行的。那一天，百姓中被杀的约有3000。29节，摩西说：“今天你们要自洁归主为圣啊，那个人攻击他的儿子和弟兄时。”主啊，赐福给你们。然后我们读了这一段以后呢，我们就知道离俗归神是什么意思。
Here, when after we read this, we will know what the meaning of leaving this world and belong to God.
因为当时一般的百姓啊，在山底下哈、啊，看到摩西久久没有下山了、啊，他们就放肆。
Because the people of Israel, when they did not see Moses coming down from the mountain, they started to lose themselves.
所以这里所谓的放肆啊，就是啊放弃他们的信仰的意思啊。
It means that they have forsaken their belief and faith.
啊，这一般当时一般的人哈、啊，就山底下所有的百姓，一般的人啊，都是这样子。
So all these people of Israelites, they have all done the same.
但是当摩西下山的时候、啊、就告诉他们说，凡是属神的人就站在这边。
But after Moses came down from the mountain, he asked all those who belong to the Lord, stand on the Lord's side.
所以这些人就离开人群，离开那很粗俗的哈。当时他们放弃信仰，就没有什么很高超的人生价值观呢。
So all these people that do not belong to God, they do not have the mindset of the Lord.
因为当时他们就是拜这位金牛犊，当时他们是抱怨啊，抱怨说摩西怎么还不下山呢、啊、
？Because all these people, they were complaining and murmured against Moses why he has not come down, and they began to worship the calf.
所以这个是一般的人啊会产生抱怨，这是很平常的。
And this is very common to people in this world where they would start complaining.
所以有些时候我们也会抱怨啊。
So sometimes we do complain.
因为我们都是平常人呢、啊。
Because we are common people.
但是，假设属神的要离俗哈、啊、归神，就是要离开普通的人群呢、啊。
But if we are to separate ourselves and be with God, then we have to leave the common people.
然后站在神这一边。
And to stand on the Lord's side.
所以当时一般的人啊，成为拿西尔人的最主要目的。就是说离开人群、啊、站在神的这一边、啊、
So to become the Nazarite, then they have to also separate themselves and stand on the Lord's side.
那为什么要让他们站在神这一边？当神对他们就有所要求。
So if they stand on the Lord's side, then the Lord will have some expectations of them.
啊，当时要成为一个拿西尔人呢，这是要许愿，也是自愿的，没有人逼他，是自己心甘情愿的。
And when they are selected as Nazarites, they also need to be willingly become a Nazarite.
然后他要许愿呢，那有的圣经的英文版本的说，这是一个很 hard vow 啊，就是一个很难度很高的许愿。
And in fact, they need to make a vow, and it is a very hard thing to do.
啊、难度很高。
It's a very high difficulty.、
啊、因为神要求他们必须要做一些事情。
Because the Lord expect or require them to do certain things.
那做什么事情呢
？What do they have to do?、
啊、我们看回来民数记。
Let's turn back to Numbers.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
民数记第六章。
Numbers chapter 6.
那第一个哈，第三节。
Verse 3.
他说：“就要远离清酒、浓酒，哈，也不可喝，什么酒都不能喝的意思。”
So the first thing they cannot drink wine or similar drink.
啊，这里是说要远离。
They need to separate themselves.
那远离意思 absent 就是这个 ab 哈 ab 开始就是不这个否定的意思。
Abstain.
啊 ，absent 也是不在。
Okay, they have to be absent.
啊，他不在场的意思。
Meaning they cannot be at the
我现在要讲这个 AB 这个字头的意思。
So I'm trying to explain the word absent.
啊，这不在场。
So meaning they're absent from the place.
啊，他不在场，所以他就没有看到当时发生的情形啊。
So they if they're not there, they cannot see what's going on.
啊，他不在场的话，他就不会加入这种抱怨的行列。
So if they're not there, they are absent, then they would not follow the group that is complaining.
因为他不在场，所以他也不知道哈这个电影啊，因为他没有去看电影啊，所以他也不知道这个电影里面演的一些什么东西啊。
For example, if something that happens, a drama that happened, if he or she is not there, then they cannot see it.
因为他不在场，所以他也不知道。那个酒吧里面到底是做些什么东西
？So, for example, if they do not go to the pub, then they would not know what they're doing there.
因为不在场就不了解。
So, if they're not present at the place, then they cannot understand.
因为他没有看见。
Because they have not seen it.
那没有看见的话，就不会去想它。
So, if they have not seen it, then they would not think about it.
不会去想它的话，就不会去追求它。
So, if they do not think about it, then they would not pursue after it.
因为在他的人生的字典当中，就没有这些东西的。
Because in their own dictionary, there's no such thing.
因为他不在场，他就没有看见。
So, if they're absent at the location, then they cannot see.
所以那些一般的人所看到的事物呢，就没有在他的头脑里头。
So all these things that people see in this world, it would not be in his mind.
啊，只要是不会追求的话，就不会被迷惑。
And when he would not pursue after this, then he would not be enticed.
那不会被迷惑的话，自然的就不会被困住、被捆绑、受控制。
And because he would not be enticed, then he would not be entangled by it.
所以圣经告诉我们在恶之上要愚拙。
So the Bible tells us that we need to be foolish to the evil things.
也就是在恶之上远离啊，就是远离，就是不在场，就不知道在恶之到底是怎么一回事啊。所以他也没有这个概念啊，也不用在他心里头，自然就不会去想他，不会去追求他。
So if we separate ourselves from the evil things in this world, then we would not even think about it, and we will not pursue after it.
那他在他心里头就不会产生一种挣扎。
So then there would not be even struggle in their hearts.
所以我们看有些信徒啊，他们虽然是有些时候是很热心啊，他也很热心追求道理。
So sometimes we see members who are very fervent and zealous in the Lord.
但是他以前可能曾经在场啊，看过我们虔诚的信徒啊不会去看的东西。
So, but previously they may have seen things that a devout Christians would not see.
所以在心里头就没有这种挣扎。
So they would not have this type of struggle.
那就是有的话。
If there is.
那心里头就要产生挣扎。
So there would be struggle in the hearts.
那在挣扎当中呢，可能平常很热心追求、很热心祷告的时候，就可以胜过挣扎。
So then they are able to overcome this struggle when they pray.
啊，但是只要是软弱的时候，他就输了的。
But when they're weak, then they would lose.
他可能就去犯罪得罪神。
They may go and sin against God.
所以我们看有些人有些时候一阵子很热心呢。
So sometimes we see some members at a certain period of time they may be zealous.
但是后来他还输了这场的属灵的征战。
But then later on they have lost this spiritual battle.
啊，就是因为他们曾经在场。
Because they may have been present in this location.
所以要当拿西尔人就远离，就不要在场。第一个就是不在场，你不要去了解那些恶事情啊。
So in order to become a Nazarite, then we need to be absent from these evil things, and then we will not think about it.
So 神就告诉当时以色列百姓啊，说不要去访问，不要去了解，不要去 Google 去查查看这是什么东西。
So the Lord would tell us that we should not go and search about these and not even Google about it.
哎，就是不要去理会它。
So do not mind over it.
这样子我们就不会有所挣扎。
Then we will not have the struggle.
那酒所代表的意义啊是什么呢
？And what does the wine mean here？
啊，酒哈、啊，就是用来 迁就满足啊人性当中的这种啊能够让人的刺激满足的这种东西啊。
And the wine is something that can fulfill a desire of a man's heart.
啊，圣经说酒能够使人快活。
And the Bible also says that the wine can be a pleasure for people.
那酒也可以麻醉一个人呢、啊。
And it can also numb a person.
那酒也可以让人失去判断力啊。
It can also make someone lose their judgment.
那酒也可以让人放纵情欲啊。
It also can allow a person to indulge themselves.In pleasures.
啊，虽然有些人啊说，哎，酒也不错啊，可以治病啊，哦，像保罗也是鼓励提摩太喝一点点的酒啊。
But some people will say wine can be good for health, and even Paul said told Timothy that he can drink a little bit of wine.
那酒哎，能够使什么？心血管好一点啊，这个有弹性啊，帮助健康。
And also, wine can also help with the heart, with the blood flow, so it's good for health.
但是酒只要是用在我们比喻上来讲啊，象征性来讲，是代表罪恶哈。
But in terms of parable or analogy, the wine is likened to sin.
啊，就是代表一种情欲，人的七情六欲。
It refers to human desires.
那这个一刚开始呢，就是喝一点点没关系呀、啊。
But in the beginning, you may say that drink a little bit is fine.
啊，只要不要醉酒就可以的。
As long as we do not be drunk.
那刚开始的人呢、啊，刚开始尝试的人都是一点点。
So many people start with a little bit of wine.
因为喝多的话，他也受不了的。
Because they may not be able to drink too much.
因为他那时候头脑还很清楚啊。
Because at that time they're still very clear-minded.
所以刚开始他不会喝太多的。
So in the beginning they will not drink a lot.
啊，他是会一点点、一点点多，再下次再多一点，再下次再多一点，哎，喝了哎不会怎么样啊。
So but then you will gradually drink a little bit more each time.
啊，喝了以后啊，祷告圣灵还是很充满啊。
And after you drink the wine, you still pray and you still feel or feel with the Holy Spirit.
其实呢，已经开始慢慢腐蚀他的健康了，他还不知道。
But in fact, the wine has already slowly affect the health.
因为酒精对人体健康的危害是很慢的，慢慢来的。
Because the wine, alcohol is of gradual effect.
啊，它会慢慢。腐蚀人的心灵，腐蚀人的健康。
It will slowly affect negatively upon your health.
所以我们刚开始就是要远离，就是要不在场，也不要去想它。
So in the beginning, you should just separate yourselves and not to even think about it and not pursue.
所以圣经告诉我们呢、啊，不要为我们自己的肉体啊去安排放纵私欲。
So we should not arrange for ourselves for our own desires.
啊，请看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书十三章。
Romans chapter 13。
罗马书十三章的十一节。
Romans chapter 13 verse 11。
十一节。
11。
再者，你们晓得，现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初心的时候更近了。十二节。
12。
且夜已深了，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暧昧的行为，带上光明的兵器、啊、行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可增进嫉妒啊。十四节，总要披戴主基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲啊。然后我们刚所讲的这些，那荒宴醉酒了、啊，竞争嫉妒邪荡，这些都是啊，刚开始啊都是看不出来的。
So here it mentions revelry, drunkenness, lewdness, and lust. And in the beginning, you may not see or feel it.
啊，刚开始也不会去妨碍到别人、其他的人。
And in the beginning, you may not even affect other people.
啊，刚开始对自己的身体啊也没什么妨碍呀。
And also, it may not affect our bodily health.
所以就觉得 OK 的，不要紧呐。
So you feel that it's okay.
啊，其实不是的。
In fact, it's not.
所以十四节就一个。结论说要披戴主基督啊。
So 14 says a conclusion that put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
不要为我们的肉体啊去安排放纵私欲。
And make no provision for the flesh. to fulfill its lust.
因为人的肉体总是要我们去享受的。
Because our flesh always wants to enjoy.
然后享受怎么去享受呢？当然就会安排啊。
And how do we enjoy ourselves? We will arrange for it.
好像我们要享受的话，可能会安排去坐游轮啊，去哪边玩啊，旅游了、啊。
So when we try to enjoy ourselves, we'll probably go for a cruise and for some traveling.
去哪里吃好吃的东西啊？
Or go somewhere to eat something nice.
这些当然是可以的。
So all these are okay.
但是我们不要为了自己的肉体的享受去放纵啊，私欲。
But we should not let go of our fleshly desires and fulfill our lust.
所以要作为拿西尔人的第一个、啊、就是要远离这些酒啊，清酒、浓酒。
So the first thing to become a Nazarite is to separate ourselves from the wine and similar drink.
那第二个就是不用剃多头啊，剃头。
So the second one is to have no razor come upon his head.
那头发是一个生命力的象征啊。
And our hair, describes our vitality of life.
So, 我们看到人只要是健康的话，他的头发就很漂亮了。
So, if one person is very healthy, their hair will look very healthy too.
所以，一个健康头发就表示他生命力啊很好。
When one has a healthy hair, then their vitality of life is also good.
那拿西尔人啊，是不是过一个很离俗的生活，很敬虔的生活，就是证据啊，就是在他的头上啊。
So whether the Nazarites actually separate themselves from the world is, you can see it from their head.
那为什么不去理他的头发呢
？So how, why do they not shave their head?
当然不去理头发的话，可能他会觉得很乱啊。
So maybe we feel that if you do not take care of the hair, it will be very messy.
当然剪一剪啊，比较干净啊。
So we should always have a haircut so it looks neat.
好，那我们想一想，剪跟不剪到底是有什么区别啊
？So let's think about what's the difference between having a haircut or not.
假设我大概是两三个月不剪头发的话，那大家都知道，一传到你的头发太长了吧
？So if I do not cut my hair for two, three months, then you may tell me your hair is too long.
啊，有的心里感觉说啊，来，我帮你理头发，你太长了。
Some people may even volunteer to have a haircut for me.
好，那这个时候要用什么东西来理头发呢
？So what do we use to cut our hair?
啊，当然就是用剪刀啊，剃头刀啊。
The scissors or razor.
所以剃头刀、剪刀就是一个外力啊，外在的东西。
So this scissors or razor is
外在的东西，从外来的东西要干预啊，干预一个人的头发就是。
So it's something from outside that can affect your hair.
所以你看，神说不要理哈。
So the Lord says, do not let that come upon your hair.
也就是不用外力来干涉。
So there should not be any outside force to come upon him.
让它自然。
So let it be natural.
自然的就是凡事都是从神来的。
So natural things always comes from God.
我们看当时啊，神告诉以利亚啊，要去躲在基利西的旁边呢。
For example, the Lord told Elijah to hide in the brook of Kereth.
啊，当时就很自然。
So it's a natural thing.
他喝溪里的水。
He drinks from the brook.
啊，他啊，就是想说这个乌鸦哈，掉落给他吃。
And he also enjoyed the food that is brought by the raven.
那这几个都是没有外力的干涉。
So all these things are not affected by outside force.
哦，我们现在就不管你喝啊，还要买一个什么过滤器哈，过滤器来这个吸水啊，要过滤一下子的。
So now even when we want to drink water, we need a filter.
啊，那我们可能要有什么步骤啊，来保证这个肉是干净的。
And then we also have go through a lot of steps to make sure the meat is clean.
啊，但是以利亚呢，他什么都是很简单。
But Elijah, everything is simple.
啊，就不再用外力来干涉神的供应。
There's no outside things to affect the work of God.
因为这是神的方法。
Because that's the way of the Lord.
所以他就必须要依靠神。
So he needs to rely on God.
他不依靠其他外来的东西。
He did not rely on outside work.
当时我们看神告诉以色列百姓啊，说要杀这个红色的母牛，红色的母牛。
So we also know that the Lord has told the Israelites to kill the red ox.
啊，那头红色的母牛呢，是未曾负轭的，未曾耕作。耕种过的。
And this red ox is one that it has not bear any yoke.
当时神告诉摩西啊，说那个石头做的坛哈，石坛啊，那个石头啊，也不能够用什么铁器来凿成的。
And also, God told Moses to build a stone altar that it has not been hewn.
也就是说，没有修饰过的。
It has not been hewn.
什么都是自然的。
It's all natural.
因为自然的话，就是必须要完全依靠神啊。
Because for natural things, we have to totally, fully rely on God.
没有什么人为的帮忙。
There's no human work on it.
所以当时神就是要这些拿西尔人啊，他们能够专心仰赖神。
So the Lord wants the Nazarites to fully rely and trust in God.
我记得早期哈。那早期信徒生病啊，当然有些时候也是吃药了。
So I remember very in the early times, the many members, even though they get sick, they do go and take medicine.
那很多信徒啊，传道者就去帮助他祷告。
But many members have the prayers of the preachers.
那祷告的时候，传道者就会说：“哎，你要祷告的话，你这个药啊就必须要丢掉。”
And then the preacher would tell them.That if you want to pray and rely on the Lord, then you have to throw away all your medicine.
我们看为什么要把药拿掉呢
？So why would they have to do that?
就是不借着外力的干预。
That means that they will not rely on any outside force.
要能够专心仰赖神。
They need to totally, fully rely on God.
所以当时拿西尔人说，神要训练他们要专心仰赖神。
So that's why the Nazarites, God wants to train them to fully rely on God.
很多信徒他们把药拿掉以后
，and many members after they have put away the medicine，
那个时候唯一的选择就是依靠神。
So at that time they can only rely on the Lord。
有人这些外来的帮助就消失了
，because all this outside help is gone。
那结果就显出了神的能力、神的作为来。
And then the Lord's power has been manifested。
能够彰显神的荣耀。
And it can manifest the glory of God。
所以这个头发不经过修理啊，不经过剃掉它、剃的话，它就自然留得很长啊。
So if the head is without any razor upon them, then the hair will grow very long.
那这个就是得力的来源啊。
This is the way of gaining power.
所以说他的证据在他的头上。
So all this evidence is on their head.
所以我们要改变我们思想观念。
So we need to change our mindset and concept.
因为证据是在头上啊，这头发是在头上。
So because all evidence is on our head.
就是要专心依靠主。
That we need to totally rely on the Lord.
那神的能力自然就彰显出来。
And then the power of God will be manifested naturally.
那第三个。
The third.
说不可挨近死尸。
They cannot go near a dead body.
啊，就是他的父母亲死都一样哦，不能够挨近死尸啊。
Even their parents died, they cannot go near it.
啊，不能够挨近死尸，有些时候啊，对他们来说还是很不近人情啊，有些是。父母亲呢，过世的时候要不接近死尸很难。
And it's very hard for them not to be near the family members when they die because they are not allowed to go near the dead body.
那这个要求啊，就是跟这个大祭司的要求一样。
This is actually the same requirement for the high priest.
啊，普通的祭司啊，自己父母亲过世的时候啊。那可以接触他父母亲的尸体。
And the normal priests, they can actually go near the dead body if their family members pass away.
但是大祭司的话就不行。
But it's not allowed for high priests.
所以我们看，拿西尔人的要求啊，是相当于大祭司的。
So the requirements for the Nazarites is similar to the high priest.
为什么神要这样子要求呢
？Now why did God require of this？
就是要让人超越这种亲情之间的关系。
Because the Lord wants them to transcend this family ties.
因为要在服侍神的过程当中，我们亲情的解脱可能就是成为一个绊脚石。
Because sometimes when serving the Lord, these family ties can be an obstacle.
好像有的年轻人，假如想要献身来服侍神。
For example, some young members they want to become full-time ministers.
那可能父母亲很舍不得啊。
And then their parents may not be able to let go.
父母亲可能会说：“哎呀，我投资那么多在你的身上。”
And then the parents may say that, "Oh, I have invested so much on you."
那你要好好的工作啊。
You should work a lot.
那我将来就是靠你啊。
Because I would rely on you in the future.
那你要去的，我要靠谁啊？
So if you go and become the minister, who would I rely on?
啊，当然这是很合理合情啊。
So this seems to be normal.
所以有的年轻人他们有这种的热情啊，有这种的热忱啊。
So even though the youth may have this type of fervency,
啊，但是听到父母亲这么一说的话，啊，他也心里啊就退缩了。
But after they heard what the parents told them, then they would retreat.
所以要服侍神的话，有的时候是要超越这种亲情。
So when we need to serve the Lord, we need to transcend our family ties.
所以主耶稣才说啊，要跟从他的话，就是要胜过这些亲情。
That's why the Lord Jesus told us that we need to overcome or separate ourselves from our family when we need to follow Him.
那以前这个史诗的处理跟现在是不一样的。
So in the olden times, the way they treated the dead body is different from today.
以前就是没有什么处理的。
In the olden time, they don't really treat them.
大概过了一些时候，把尸体就烧了。
Maybe over a few days, they would burn the body.
还是要这个埋葬。
Or they bury it.
那不像今天要先经过处理。
Not like today, they will go through some treatment.
所以以前就很容易染上疾病。
So in the olden times, it's easy for them to get some sort of infection.
因为死尸是有很多的细菌。
Because the dead body may have a lot of germs.
所以挨近死尸的话，自然它的健康会受影响。
So if they go near the dead body, they may be affected in terms of health.
所以一个服侍神的人为了避免受影响让他有个健康的身体来服侍神因此规定他不能够接近死尸也是很合理的。
So in order for them to have a healthy body, then they need to be separated, not go near the body.
所以神对我们有一些要求也是很合理。
So it's actually relevant or reasonable for God to have such requirements on us.
我们请看哥林多后书第
六章。Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
第六章十四节。
Verse 14.
这么说，你们和不信原不相配，不要同负一轭。义和不义的有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？十五节。
15.
那基督和比列有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？那神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾经说：“我在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。”十七节。
17.
又说啊，你们勿要从他们中间出来，与他们分别不要沾不洁净的物，我就说那你们，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，就是全能的主说的。
18.
这里的当然也可以指着我们的家庭生活了。
Here it can be an application for our life, our family life.
那也可以指着我们的信仰的生活。
It can also be for our faith.
因为信仰生活跟家庭生活是息息相关的。
Because our life of faith and life of family is very closely related.
所以，假如信主的跟不信主的结合的话
，So if a believer get together with unbeliever,
那当然圣经告诉我们，这个不相合啊。
And the Bible tells us that they are not.
所以我们教会为什么不鼓励信主的跟不信主的通婚？
So our church always emphasizes that do not be married with an unbeliever.
最主要的就是怕受影响。
Because the
信仰受影响。
Most importantly, we do not want their faith to be affected.
因为主耶稣、啊、有个人要跟随主耶稣、啊、主耶稣就告诉他说、啊、任凭死人去埋葬他们的死人、啊、
And when there was someone who wants to follow Jesus, he told him to、let the dead bury the dead.
因为那个人说、啊、容我先回去埋葬我的父亲、啊、
Because that person wants to go back home and bury the family first.
所以可见这边有两个死人。
So there are two types of dead people.、
啊、一个死人就说指着那些、啊、不跟随主耶稣的人，跟主耶稣不一样。站在不一样一边的人、啊、
So the first type is the type of people that would not follow Christ.
对我们来说就不能得救的人。
To us, it means that those who cannot be saved.
那这些人呢，就去埋葬他们的死人了。
So these people will go and bury their dead.
所以这些人呢，就像一个死尸一样，是会影响到其他的人。
So these people will actually affect others.
所以不鼓励通婚的话，就是怕受影响。
So we do not encourage believers to get married with unbelievers, is because we do not want their faith to be affected.
因为信主跟不信主的思想观念呢，有信仰跟没有信仰的观念可能会不一样。
Because the mindset and the concept of their lives will be different.
啊，久而久之呢，哎，会受影响的。
And gradually they will be affected.
那我们看在历史上、啊、有一些很了不起的拿西尔人。
And in history, we can see some very great people of Nazareth.
因为他们很坚守，坚守神所教导他们的本分呢、啊。
Because they have kept the laws that God has told them.
啊，虽然有人要影响他们。
Even though there are some people who want to affect them, influence them.
好像我们刚刚所看到的这个阿摩斯书啊。
For example, in the book of Amos,
有人告诉拿西尔人说：“你们可以喝酒啊。”
For example, some people want to give wine to them.
啊，当时有个叫做利甲族的人。
And then there is someone who is called.
啊，耶利米书，对不起啊，耶利米书啊，三十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 35.
三十五章这边记载有个利甲族。
Here it records of a Rechabites.
那这个利甲族呢？他们祖先告诉他们说啊，不能够喝酒。
So the ancestors of the Rechabites told them they should not drink wine.
他们要住帐篷啊，不能够盖房子。
And they have to live in the tent, and they cannot have their own chambers.
所以他们就听从了。
So they listen.
可是神的选民啊，竟是啊，不听神的话。
But the people of God would not listen to him.
所以利甲族的人哈、啊，就特别被提出来啊。让大家成为一个学习的对象。
So the Rechabites who are obedient is mentioned here, so it can be a very good example.
那只要真正啊，就是按照他所喜悦的去做的话，那就能够得到能力。
And if they do whatever is required of God, then they can obtain power.
啊，像施洗约翰啊，他也是作为一个拿西尔人。
For example, John the Baptist is also a Nazarite.
他就有以利亚的心智跟能力。
And he has the heart and mind of Elijah.
所以这个就是我们今天所需要的。
And this is what we need today.
因此我们要作为现代的拿西尔人。
So we need to become the modern Nazarite.
我们当然不需要说一辈子都作为拿西尔人。
Of course, we may not be able to become a Nazarite for a whole life.
但就算是在拿西尔人也是一个时间而已。
And in the Old Testament, the Nazarites are only for a period of time.
So we 也可以体验拿西尔人的生活啊。
So then we can actually experience their lives.
我们也可以体验呢，我们以前这些有能力的工人的榜样啊，他们经常进食祷告，他们经常用很专心来学习圣经。
So we can learn from the examples of our early workers how they pray and fast and learn the word of God.
啊，他们发挥爱心。
And how they exert their love.
啊，从神那边领受能力。
And how they attain the power of God.
所以我们大家也可以体验看看。
So we can also experience such.
体验看看这个做拿西尔人的滋味。
So to experience the lifestyle of a Nazarite.
那第一个就是我们。坏事在这恶事、啊、我们就要愚拙了。
So、
在恶事上要愚拙。
First thing is be foolish in the evil things.
我们现在网络很方便，但是也不要随便去游览一些 不健康的东西。
And today, internet is very widespread, so we have to be careful not to go into the bad websites.
我们不要被这些不好的哈留在我们的记忆里头。
And we would not want these evil things or wicked things to stay in our mind.
那第二个，我们要专心仰赖神。
And then also we need to rely on God.
所以我们教会尽量能够单纯简单，大家能够专心仰赖神，专心祷告。
So we can focus ourselves and rely on Him and to pray and be not affected by the world.
不借助这些外力哈外来的帮助。
And we do not want to rely on the help from the outside.
不然的话，到底是外来帮助的力量，我们有这个结果，还是靠神有这个结果，就分不清啊。
Otherwise, we will not be able to differentiate the result whether it comes from God or it comes from outside help.
所以有时候举办活动是好的，是可以。
Sometimes when we organize activities, they are good.
但是假如太过分的话，也许我们就分不清说到底是我们祷告的结果，还是说因为我们这些活动的结果，所以很多人还是很多人来听道理，还是有人来受洗啊。
And then we will not be able to differentiate whether it's through activities or through prayer that people come to believe in the Lord and be baptized.
所以有些时候我们不要用剃头刀来剃头，专心仰赖神不需要借着外力。
So we should not use the razor to cut our hair because we would not want to rely on the outside force.
那我们不要接近死尸。
And we should not go near dead bodies.
因为可能没有一个很及时马上的影响，但是呢会慢慢影响我们的心灵的健康。
It may not immediately affect us, but it will gradually affect our spiritual health.
所以也就是说我们体验去尝试看看过这种敬虔的生活。
So we need to try and experience to lead a godly life.
尝试我们专心祷告的生活。
And to experience to try ato focus in prayer.
所以对某些教会的目标呢，我们就专心祷告就好。
So we need to focus on the goals of a prayer of the church.
我们专心依靠神。
We need to rely on God.
虽然我们从世界上学了很多的学问。
Even though we learn a lot of education from knowledge from the world.
我们拥有很多的技巧。
We have a lot of skills.
我们的精力很旺盛。
And maybe we have a good energy.
但是我们要专心依靠主。
But we need to focus and trust in the Lord.
让神的作为能力在这里彰显。
And we need to let the power of God manifested.
所以我们就利用一些时间呢，来尝试当拿细亚人。
So we need to utilize the time to become a Nazarite.
再来唱诗。
Let's sing him again.